You there?
I'm here.
Are you wide awake?
Yeah, I've been up since 3:30.
3:30?
Yeah.
3:30?
Yeah. All right. It's 4:58 right now, guys. It's a Carolina Cadillo show. I'm Carolina.
Jeff here. How about some white people music?
Yeah. Okay.
Bilingual podcast here. The Grateful Dead.
Oh, Grateful Dead. I've been hearing this song everywhere.
Yeah, because it's a song of survival.
Yeah.
It's called Touch of Grey, but you know, hey. You know what the main chorus is, right?
We will survive, right?
Yeah, you just ruined it. Morning sky looks so phony. All right, let's let them sing the chorus, okay? And then we'll, I got another white people song to play for you. How's that?
We need a Spanish song that's a okay. You know.
Welcome,
oh, Gloria Gaynor.
Here we go, here we go. I will get by. Hold on. Yeah, we will survive, right? That's like the world ending. Now, this is the song. This is the song, though, for our times. You know why? You know what the song is called?
What?
This is Dire Straits. This is the song of... This is basically saying, stay the fuck away from me.
What is it? What's it called?
Sorry for the curses.
What's it called?
It's called So Far Away.
Oh, social
distancing.
There's
a whole list of, there's a whole list of songs of where it's like, stay away from me.
Oh, really?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Here I am again in this mean old town. This is it. And you're so far away from me.
Okay. Some Spanish music, finally.
All right. Hey, look, I'm white. I can't hide it.
Yes, we know.
I'm white. I'm very white. Yeah, chiquitita. Yeah, there's your name. You said the show
Jeff,
already.
Jeff. So it's 4:59 right now. He would be on the phone. Let's see what he's
5
doing.
5 a.m.
Yeah,
okay.
Because supposedly he goes on the air at 5:30 with Barcelona Mañana, right?
So you think he's up?
Yeah, of course he's up. What else is he doing? He said he's bored as hell. Oh my God. I was reading a survey yesterday, Jeff, that they said that 79% of parents, it's only day 4 of our, like, staying in the house.
Oh, you said, thank you. You gave me the idea to finish my parody song.
Oh.
A line about parents being driven crazy by the kids. Hold on.
Oh, but Jeff, but they said 79% of parents are already crazed with their kids already.
And husbands are forced to have more sex with their wives, too, which is probably, you know.
We haven't done anything yet.
You know? I know, we haven't.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Don't worry, I pleasure myself down here while I'm on the
nice.
Radio.
Really nice, Jeff.
Right now, matter of fact, you can't see back here. What do you think I'm doing?
Okay, nice. Really nice. Get with me now, get with me now.
I'm calling him right now. He's going to be pissed. He's going to sound so unpleasant right now.
Oh my God.
Webbing, who's that calling while I'm giving my blowjob? Who is that?
Carolina,
oh my God.
Who do you think it is? Who the hell you think
it
is?
Let's see. Let's call him.
We're like such low
answers.
Lives.
Hello? That's what it says. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? He's not answering.
That's because he knows we're recording, right? You told him yesterday?
Yeah, I told him we're up at 5. We're in the podcast.
He better fucking answer us.
If he doesn't answer, I'm going to give his let his cell phone number go right off of the air.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, I am. Screw you.
Oh my God, G, answer.
He's not answering. G ain't answering. Sorry, G ain't.
Please leave your message.
Okay, all right.
He's probably out looting a market or something.
Oh, stop. My God.
What?
Hey, so, Jeff, California is now shut down.
California is closed. I saw that.
And meanwhile, I saw that Scarlett Johansson and her guy,
Colin Jost.
Are the Hamptons?
Are they here? Really?
They're here in Hampton. They flew out here in Hamptons.
I wonder if she's got a house there or he does.
I'm sure he does or she does.
Really?
She does,
I bet
yes.
She does.
Who makes more money?
Oh,
there?
She makes
of
a lot more
he does.
Money.
Of course she does.
Can you imagine what she's worth?
Oh, he's a couple
but
of million.
But did you see? I saw this whole thing about California, and the story was that. People are happy that the weed is so available out there.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you something? They're saying that there is now, they put out a list of things that cannot close.
Right.
Because they are necessities.
Essential.
Yes, essential. And a pot store is one of them.
Your
that was
pot
one of my
store,
stories.
your pot store is not essential, okay?
But can I tell you something? So it was the pharmacy, the supermarket.
Liquor stores?
Liquor stores did not make the list. I'm like,
but the
pot
dispensaries
did?
Yes! That is so stupid.
Are you kidding me?
That is so stupid.
Jeff, but I'm just shocked that liquor stores did not make it.
That's why I'm singing this California song. Oh, we're playing a lot of white people music. Sorry, Spanish
gosh.
People. That's it. All right.
But, come on.
It's you know why? Because now they're classifying pot as medicine.
Well, because people are really stressed.
Please.
People are seeing this two ways, okay? The world's coming to an end, or they're seeing as a positive way, which is the way I'm trying to look at it, as a spending some time with you and the baby and cleaning the house up for 2 weeks.
And you were just saying how nice everybody is, right? How someone's doing kind things for
Yes. Can I show you? Can I tell you an
yes,
example?
Caroline, and I'll tell you my, and I'll give you my reaction to
that. Okay, hold
up. Yes. What kind and nice things are people doing?
Okay, be quiet. So,
yeah.
Okay. You know this guy, okay? You know this guy. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Who is it?
Hold on.
Who is it?
This is right. All right. Are you ready?
Hold on.
Hi, David. It's George Graham.
Oh, no. Hold on.
Oh.
I got to put it in the beginning now. Oh, man. This stinks.
It's for... It doesn't work. Visitors...
Oh, my God.
Hi, everybody. So, I've been talking to Amber, Rachel, Noela, and Jimmy.
George Gray.
That's right. And we're all agreeing that it sucks that so many people, you know, are stuck in a place where they can't have visitors or quarantined with the virus that's going on, and that maybe people could use a little smile on their face. And so want to give a few people to come on down. You know what? I'll do it till I can't do it anymore, till my voice doesn't work. So I'm going to do a practice one right now just to show you what it'd be like. So you would just DM me and you'd let me know, hey, you know what? I know somebody who could really use this right now. And I'll do a personalized one for him. Okay,
I like
so
that.
It would be like this. By the way, is for the dear sweet Amber Lancaster's lovely grandma. Are you ready? Rainy Prime, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price Is Right.
That's good, George Gray.
Yeah, so that's George Gray from The Price Is Right.
Oh, yeah.
So I saw that this morning, and so a lot of people DM'd him, Jeff.
Really?
And he sent so many videos to personalized videos to people. I just think that's nice, you know?
That is really nice.
Very sweet.
Don't worry, Caroline. In 2 weeks, when 2 months, when this is all over, it's going to be right back to fuck you, Charlie.
No, but I'm seeing that a lot of people
that's really
are,
nice, though.
People
I
are
to,
really,
I,
really
right.
being nice. Honestly,
wow.
being nice. I see on Instagram, everyone's like, it reminds me of 9/11 all over again, you know?
I like that George Gray. He used to host a show called Extreme Gong when nobody knew who he was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was a big fan.
Oh, really?
Always liked George Gray.
Really? Really?
Never makes a flub either.
Oh, my gosh. That guy's perfect.
They probably re-record stuff if he makes a flub.
You think so?
Yeah.
I thought that... Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's recorded.
Yeah,
that
of course it's
good,
recorded.
Though.
Is my mic sound better?
Anyway, but Jeff, so that's
yeah,
what he's
right.
doing.
That's cool. That's really
if
nice.
If you're a Price Is Right fan like you are,
yeah.
He will personalize a come on down.
I want one. Well, I want a Jeff Jensen, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price Is Right.
I told them my sister-in-law, Irene, wait, our sister-in-law, right? She was there a couple years ago.
Yeah, you told me. She didn't win. She won.
No, she didn't win anything.
Her friend got on stage.
Her friend won furniture.
Okay.
But she said, you have to pay. I didn't know that. You have to pay right then and there taxes.
Not right then and
they
there.
They had to.
No,
this is like,
you
Jeff
don't
is going back
there.
10 years ago.
It goes into tax returns. My dad had clients who won on game shows. So did my brother.
Uh-huh.
You pay. It counts as income at the end of the year. You don't have to pay before you leave the room.
That really stinks, though. I mean, if you're going to win a prize, just give me the prize.
No.
And no taxes.
It's income. It counts as income.
Doesn't really?
I'm wondering if the government money, the Republicans are coming up with a plan. You see, it's not the Democrats, but the Republicans are the only ones that worked on this plan. They want to get all the credit for the money. They're talking about $2,400 for couples, like me and you.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, if I read properly, $500 for Jackson. You get $500 for a kid.
Really?
So we'll get $2,900.
Ooh, that's good. Hey,
that'll make us. That'll double our income for the pot. Wait, that'll quadruple our podcast income for the last 2 years. Right?
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
So, like I'm saying, California is basically, no one can go out, Jeffrey.
No, it's a stay-at-home order unless you're going to the market or to the drugstore. And I sent you the story. Did you see that the town park here, the parks are closed now?
Yes, and the beaches, yeah.
So Jackson, no, the beaches are open.
No,
but
it says the beaches too.
I thought it said the beaches are open, but the playgrounds were closed.
I saw beaches too. I'll reread it again, okay? So if I'm mistaken with that, I apologize, but I saw beaches too. But it makes sense though, because they say that this is airborne. and it's stay in the air for a couple hours. So somebody can be in the beach, and maybe it's not.
I can't believe it can get you on the beach. I just can't believe that.
I just thought that fresh air, you know, it's fresh air, you know, that it's just, you know.
I just think this thing's been around so long. That's like, what's scaring me about it.
And Jeff, and it said yesterday, I was reading yesterday, that says, if you're a runner, keep running, because fresh air is good for you.
Don't run on the beach, though. You'll die.
I don't know. Where are you supposed to run?
By the way, don't run on the boardwalk. Really.
Oh, where are you supposed to run or walk now, you know?
Around the block here, but other people walk around your block. I don't know. The whole thing is funky.
I don't know. I see our neighbor still walking up and down. She was walking 2 hours yesterday, up and down the block, you know?
We need
exercise. Jackson was outside with you for playing for like an hour. He needs exercise, you know? So I was reading yesterday's survey, which is pretty funny. 79% of parents are already sick of their kids. It's only day four.
And on a normal day, 74% are sick of them. So it's only a little it's only a jump of 5%.
God. I will tell you though, I have so much appreciation for teachers. So much appreciation.
Oh my God, teachers are probably in heaven right now. Our neighbor's probably in heaven. She doesn't have to be in a classroom with middle schoolers right now, little stinky middle school kids.
Yeah, but just so this just reminds you that when your kids go back to school and when it's time to gift something to your teacher, be nice and be kind, because those teachers do a lot.
Yeah.
They teach your kids, and they're there for hours.
Does anybody bring teachers apples anymore?
No.
I was going to have Jackson an apple to bring in. When this whole virus thing is over, let him bring 3 apples into school.
For Valentine's Day, he gave every teacher one of those huge, ginormous kisses.
Yes.
Chocolate kisses.
And for all the kids, tell everyone what you gave Jackson to give out to the other kids. Weapons. Go ahead. What weapons are you giving? What weapon did you give them?
I gave them these large, gigantic pencils.
Foot-long pencils that were already sharpened, right?
Oh, stop.
Weren't they sharpened already?
Yeah, but they're for drawing.
That's like when they used to give out, you know, they used to give out these mini bats at Yankee Stadium back in the 70s and 80s. Until someone decided, wait a minute, people are hitting each other over the head with them and stealing their wallets.
Who was doing that?
People
really?
Oh,
my God.
I mean, my joke was that they just give it a bat with a nail in the end of it so you could kill the other person instead of just injuring him a little bit.
Oh, my God.
You know, when I was a kid, you know, I went to Yankee Stadium, and I don't know if I've told this story in the podcast, but my dad, you know, I didn't have any binoculars, right? So my father gave me one of his rifle scopes. Can you imagine doing this today? It was just, you know, the scope from the rifle that you look through.
Yeah.
It's just one single, so it's like a telescope.
Yeah.
But it's from a rifle.
Yeah.
So my father gave me that because I said, I want to get a better view of Reggie Jackson or whoever it was who was playing. So my father said, take my rifle scope. And some little kid came up to me and asked me if he could borrow it for a second. And he ran off with it.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, he was faster than me.
Oh, my God.
I cannot catch him.
Well, what did your dad say?
He didn't care. It was an extra one, but I said, you know, somebody stole the rifle scope.
My God, who would do that?
I don't know. If you're listening today, if you're listening, you're the kid, the little kid who stole my daddy's rifle scope, I want it back. No questions asked.
Oh, my God.
It's a time to be kind, everyone. So since I'm going to be kind, I won't kick your ass. All right, just, you know, bring me back the rifle scope.
So, of course, you know what? I got to tell you something. So, of course, I don't know if this is called taking advantage of people, but all of a sudden, all the stores, all the malls are closed. Malls are closed.
Yeah, that's right.
So every store, Jeff, has amazing clearance sales. I mean, massive sales.
Yeah.
70-90% off. I'm like, where were you when, like, it's a normal
but now they
day?
Yeah, but now they can't get people in. You know who I saw was open yesterday? Because they're going out of business. Our local Pier 1 is 70-90% off.
They were open yesterday, yeah.
You know what they have left? You know what they have left?
What?
Looks like all lampshades.
Really?
I swear to God, the store looks like lampshades.
Yeah, it's a shame that that's closing.
Oh, it's a shame. I'm sad that the pet food stores are going to go out of business because that online thing.
That's another thing that's essential. Pet
food.
Pet supply stores.
Good.
They're actually going to stay open as well. That's on a list. I forgot that.
Because all people order from is Chewy now. It's like, God, go to your local store, man.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want them to go out of business because you're too lazy to go out and just want to be an online sucker.
Hey, listen,
shopper,
Jeff.
Sucker.
Of course, there's a new challenge on Instagram now. Have you seen it?
Is it the lick the toilet seat challenge?
No, it's the Lysol challenge.
What are you
doing? It started by Shaquille O'Neal.
No.
You spray yourself with Lysol.
That's disgusting.
Isn't that disgusting?
Don't spray yourself with Lysol, because Lysol is a chemical.
It is
a
chemical.
I know it kills things, but yeah. You said they were spraying it somewhere the other day, and you were really getting a big dose of it.
I was here for a few hours, and I came home with a massive headache.
Yeah.
A massive, massive headache. So don't do that. Shaquille O'Neal, what are you thinking about, huh? Anyway.
It's crazy.
But you'll see people doing it, Jeff. You'll see people doing it.
Now, you know, speaking of, I have another good story, but it's when we come back right after.
I'm Royal Oaks. Next time on Too Many Lawyers, COVID continues to reshape the law. Supreme Court arguments will be held by teleconference. The justices won't even know if the lawyers are wearing pants, which is fair given the eternal mystery of what's under those black robes. Los Angeles County is springing 25% of its inmates. The sheriff suggests folks get ready for what might be a spike in crime. Check it all out on the next episode of Too Many Lawyers.
After this. Okay, we're back. And the story is the disinfecting wipes don't flush them down the toilet. They clog up your pipes. They clog. They're clogging up septic systems all over the world. It's amazing how toilets can handle big piles of duty, but they can't. they can't handle disinfecting wipes.
Well, that's different.
There was a story out of San Francisco. They showed they showed how they were sucking the massive amounts of these wipes out of the sewer system because it's backing things up so badly.
Oh, really?
So these things, it's not like flushing a tissue.
Well, that kind of makes sense. You know, don't flush that. I mean, even I wouldn't do that. I mean,
well, that's like when we have people here. My toilet paper is a little thicker than most. It's a little soft.
We have very thick toilet paper, which I don't like.
It's not Cottonelle.
It's 10-ply. It's not 10-ply.
Maybe if you don't have such a big butt, you know. Maybe your butthole can.
Oh, like I always tell Jeff, well, who cares about the toilet paper? Right. It just wipes your ass. We have this fight all the time.
I think what happens is when we used to have our nephews and nieces over here, when they were a little bit younger, you know, they can't judge how much they need. I remember quite often when little Edward would come here, who's now Big Edward, but when little Edward would come here, he would like put a lot of toilet paper in the toilet and clog
it
up.
Did he really?
Yeah, a couple times.
He just turned 19 yesterday, so happy birthday, baby. I love you.
Your mom clogged the toilet up last time,
remember? Oh, my God, yeah.
So it runs in the Cadijo family to use a lot of toilet paper.
Yeah. Jeff, so Dee Snider is actually talking to, he said he's a well-known figure. You know who he is, right?
Yeah, from Twisted Sister.
So his daughter right now is in Peru.
Really?
She went on a week-long spiritual retreat and can now not get out of Peru.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, the borders are closed.
Does she know what's going on?
She knows what's going on. Peru, too, also has this coronavirus.
She wasn't like Jared Leto who decided to go into the desert on a retreat, right?
Gosh. But anyway, so Dee Snider's daughter is trying to get out of Peru. She can't. They won't allow her to get out. So he's trying to get all his connections.
And she's singing this song right now. You know she's singing? She can't take it. She can't take Peru anymore.
Listen, guys, but Jeff, people are still traveling. You know that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. But I told
people are posted Instagram. I'm the only one on the plane. I'm like, are you serious?
I'm from Melissa. Only one on the plane went somewhere. Melissa, the voiceover chick.
She did?
Yeah, she posted the picture
of
the airport last night on Facebook.
Okay, Melissa, I'm
nobody
sorry.
Nobody at the airport. Okay. No one at the airport. But spring break, they showed you Miami Beach, girls in thongs hugging each other, like laughing about it.
And meanwhile,
but
some of them are getting coronavirus.
Yes.
So now they're telling people, hey, listen, stay home. Oh, my God. Let me see.
Hey, millennial, go flush yourself down the toilet. Hold on. That's mean.
Jeff, I saw the New York Post yesterday. There's a well-known chef. Her name is Ho Chi Minh. She's from Vietnam.
Isn't that a town in Vietnam?
Yeah. She's also...
But she's named for the town?
Yeah. But you know what, Jeff? She cooks with her hands. She doesn't use spatulas.
Really?
She turns like the fried stuff with her hands.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. She's going out of business tomorrow. Yeah, this is my stomach.
I hear it. She's doing something different, though, you know?
What, she's going to start using a spatula?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember I turned the shrimp over with my fingers on the grill.
Yeah.
And someone we know got very mad at me.
Like, you know, they were mad I was touching the shells of the shrimp.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that story?
Yeah,
remember
I remember that story. Anything else going on?
Yeah. I real sad note here, just to show how serious this is. Four people from one family in New Jersey have died from coronavirus.
Yeah, I saw that.
The mother and I think at least one or two of her kids and these two older guys. So you got to take this thing seriously. And, you know...
But, Jeff, do you think that at any... Not to bring this show down, okay, but...
That was just my main... Yeah,
but at any moment, do you think they'll do the stay home, you know, shut down New York
Cuomo
too?
Cuomo does not want to do that here. And de Blasio, I believe, is not allowed to do it in New York, even though he's the mayor, because the governor takes precedence over the mayor.
Yeah.
So I think if it got really bad, Cuomo would have no choice but to go back on that. But he was really pretty adamant. I heard him on the radio last night and on TV, and he was saying, no, 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 no. And I'm sure we'll get another update today during The Price is Right. The View, for those who watch ABC, and what's on Channel 2? I forgot.
The Talk.
My friend from Channel 5 was saying is it Wendy Williams is on at 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
So thank God they do the thing.
Wendy Williams, by the way, said she will not stay home. She's going to keep doing her show.
Okay.
Because she wants money. She said she loves money.
Okay, she loves money. Good.
Yeah, but anyway, says she will not stay. Dr. Oz is now home. Dr. Oz has an amazing Instagram, Jeff, because he keeps posting on what people should do.
Right.
How to wash your hands, what coronavirus actually is, how to, you know, if you have it, what you should do. You know what I'm saying? It's very informative. So
I think I heard you go to the bathroom last night, and I didn't hear the water run when you went back to bed.
Oh, no, I was washing my hands.
Really? 20 seconds?
Yeah. No, well,
I don't know. Sing I Will Survive?
No.
Did you sing Happy Birthday?
No.
We Will Survive?
You know what else is essential that a lot of people are saying it's very essential?
Yeah.
They will not close yet. GameStop. GameStop will not close because a lot of young people still want to play their games.
Well, they have to buy them, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have to go there and get them.
Yeah, so like it's...
GameStop's not essential, though.
It's like the liquor store. You know that you can't go in the liquor store. You have to call, and when you go there, they'll have your package ready for you.
Really?
And a little man comes out, you know, opens a door, this liquor store.
Right.
And he, like, barely squeezes the bottle out and hands it to you.
I saw there was a guy I was reading, going back to the pot story real quick. I saw there was a guy quoted it. You couldn't go in the dispensary. They came outside and gave you weed in a brown bag. So
really?
It was like buying pot in the old days where you'd have to go to somebody's house and sit there and listen to them, talk to their wife and, oh, my God, sit there and hear their stories and pretend you gave a crap about their cat. It's the old days, Carolina.
Hey, guys.
Not like today where you have a dispensary. I have one more story before you. Some states and cities have shut down restaurants and bars, obviously, okay? Mm-hmm. Pretty much halting dates and nights out. But dating apps are as busy as ever. A representative from the dating service Coffee Meets Bagel shared results of a survey from a couple of days ago. 78% of U.S. users are putting a pause on the in-person dates, but they're meeting online, and there's a story. Where's the story? There was a guy. Let me find the story. He tried to practice social distancing while on a date. They said
what?
The only place they could meet was Central Park. She backed up whenever I got 6 feet closer than 6 feet. And he said things were going really well until I sneezed, and then she took off. Can you just imagine? Like, what the... I mean, this is really weird. Listen, I mean, you know, people are comparing it to 9/11.
Oh,
I won't put it in... I'm not going to put it in the 9/11 category.
Different.
It's very, very different.
The fear, Jeff, the fear is the same, okay? I get that.
I mean,
but
people,
it's
9/11
so
killed 3,000 people at once.
Yeah,
it, you know, it's a very, very different kind of thing. I mean, the whole thing... Listen, we're going to get through this. I think, you know, restaurants are going to be crowded again. I don't think, you know, I think the money's going to make people a little happy in the short term. You're going to get a check.
Yeah.
But I just think... Listen, life is different for a little while. You know, you'll be home with the kids.
Yeah.
Like I said, you have to probably have sex with your wife.
Oh,
unfortunately,
stop.
Not me. I'm just saying in general. You know.
By the way, that chef that I mentioned, Ho Chi Minh.
Yeah.
That's not her name. That's a city.
She's from Ho Chi Minh.
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
I apologize.
My God. I'm like, wait, how is she named Ho Chi Minh?
It's 5 a.m. Okay.
By the way, her fingers must look. She's flipping over fried. It looked like fried chicken cutlets.
Yes,
in a pan.
With their fingers. Yeah, with their fingers.
All right, she's got burned fingers.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You're eating her skin. You think that's healthy?
No.
Remember I told you eat hair every year anyway, but now it's even worse to eat hair.
Okay.
Hair falls out of people's heads when you...
Yeah, I
waiters,
know.
Waitresses, they say you eat fingernails every year. You don't even know it.
By the way, I just want to mention real quick, when you mentioned restaurants, the small little restaurants that are, you know, might not make it, okay? So I have a lot of my friends, Jeff, and you know who they are. What they're doing is, in their community, they are actually... ordering takeout every single night. And if you can't afford it, you know, maybe once a week. And if you don't want to order takeout, how about I buy a gift card? You know that? Because a lot of these restaurants are going to count on us for them to survive.
Well,
you know?
I've decided that since it was payday today, I am going to get takeout tonight.
Okay. Excellent.
I don't know what we're going to get, but I think we're going to
get something. Okay.
We'll get some takeout for this evening. All right.
If you can do it, guys, you know, maybe once a week, every other week, you know. So anyway, listen, if you want to reach us, 516-637-3254. You want to come on the podcast? Sure. Why not?
Yeah, come on and tell your story, man.
Yeah.
You got a business you want to promote? We'll promote you for nothing right now, okay?
Exactly.
All the old businesses that used to come on our podcast years ago, we'll promote you. We love Bambi, baby.
Yes.
You know, we used to have the eyeglass store. Remember in Queens, Eyes on Bell?
Yes.
They're one of our early supporters.
Yeah. El Asadero restaurant in Rochelle Park, New Jersey. Yeah. As from Medijuel Duran. We also have a restaurant, our local place here, that's owned by our friends. Oh my gosh. Why
Edmund?
Edmund.
And Tatiana?
Yes, exactly. It's early, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Zaro's Cafe here in Huntington Station. If you've never eaten at Zaro's and you like Greek food,
it's really, really good food. Yeah.
Damn good.
Yeah.
And, you know, great place.
And also, there's a lot of restaurants that are just hurting to survive, okay, guys? So just,
and some have closed. I heard the story last night. Business is down 85 to 90%. So that's why they're not going to stay open. There won't be a lot of takeout places around.
Yeah. Zen Burger, too, is also trying to, you know.
They're closed.
Are they doing takeout?
Closed.
Really?
Except for the one in New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
Clifton
okay.
Park, I think. I forgot where it is in Jersey.
Okay. Guys, again, we're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Carolina Cadillo.
Yeah.
Email me, Carolina Cadillo, CADILLO, @gmail.com. All right, guys, we're out of here. Jeff?
At Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter, The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram, Jeff Jensen on Facebook. Thanks for listening, everybody. We love you. Hang in there. Catch you tomorrow with Bean. The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.